You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five bench players on the floor. Mitchell long distance. That's a three! Donovan Mitchell with 35. Mitchell looking for a screen. Mitchell drives, goes inside. Layup, bank shot, won't go. Mobley the rebound on the flush.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. PJ Glasser filling in today for Nick Kostos alongside Ken Barkley. We are on Stadium. If you want to go to watchstadium.com, can check out the show. We're there until 6 p.m. Eastern time. We're also on Sirius Channel 160, Sirius XM 205. Twitch.tv/BetQL on the BetQL Network and YouTube/Odyssey Sports. Coach Jay Gruden going to join us the top of next hour, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Talk some NFL with Coach Gruden. Should be really, really good. Ken and I rolling through all of the NBA round 2 playoff series. We're going to do some of the NHL playoff series coming up later in the show as well. Again, we talked about Knicks and Pacers. The other Eastern Conference playoff series is going to be Boston and Cleveland. The Cavs advanced to the second round after their win in Game 7 last night against the Magic. Boston, heavy favorites once again in this series. You've alluded to it a couple times throughout the show, just how favorable their path is. Obviously, crazy favorites against Miami in the first round. Get the job done in 5 games. Now they're big favorites again against the Cavs. Minus 1,400. And Cleveland plus 800 to pull off the upset. Your thoughts on Celtics Cavs, and is there any chance that Cleveland can win this series or even just make it competitive? Can they, do you think, see a path for them to maybe make it 6 or 7 games?
I mean, there's got to be some path with a team with this playoff history, right? There's got to be some path. This isn't as bad as this might seem for Cleveland. This isn't Jimmy Butler less Miami and like Terry Rozier's hurt in that series. I mean, it's just like, did anybody even watch the last couple of games? I mean, it just felt like a summertime exhibition, and this at least won't be that. And even the point spreads in the games are pretty interesting, right? Like the Celtics were closing like 14 against Miami with no Butler and no Rozier. And it'd be like, well, why does no Rozier matter? Well, because if Butler's not playing, like, now Tyler Herro has to shoot 940 times and make every single pass. Now that has to happen. And it's like, okay, that's pretty rough. And that's not this. And the Celtics are going to be 11.5 in game one, which I understand is not 14, but it's still, you know, like a really, really, really big number. Celtics had a tremendous amount of success in the regular season series. The one game which completely went off the rails was the well-documented Dean Wade backups for the Cavs, like nuclear explosion, which happened where they came back from like 30 down to win against Boston. I think towards the second half of the season, I think that was actually the game before the Celtics played Denver in that really high-profile second meeting between the Celtics and the Nuggets, which Denver won. But that was kind of those back-to-back losses for Boston. This was the first one, and if you take out that game, or you just say, well, the Celtics, what if they just held on and won by 20, and maybe like, I don't think the Cavs have a chance here. So look, like I would never bet the Cavs to win the series at this price. I think they're very unlikely to win, but we have seen the Celtics do this, drag out these series a little more than they're supposed to be dragged out, right? You could have made an argument that Miami with no Butler is supposed to be 4-0. It was 4-1. You know, the Atlanta series last year was supposed to be 4-1. That was what, 4-2 or something like that. It was longer than it was supposed to be, whatever it was. Philly, you have to win game 6 and then win game 7. Like, it just, a little bit of a pattern here of like you're playing with your food a little bit, I guess, or you punt some of these home games you're not supposed to. Now, look, what does that mean here? Maybe it just means they dump a game they're not supposed to and they win 4-1. Maybe that's what I'm trying to predict. Which game that's going to be is going to be really tough. I think a lot of people feel like it's 4-1 and Mitchell plays really well in one of the games in Cleveland and kind of maybe down 2-0 and gets it for him. I don't know if it's that or slightly longer. It just feels like a really fake series, not like Miami because Butler was out, but just where it doesn't feel like there's a lot of danger here. Now, sometimes those can be the most dangerous times, but it doesn't feel like there's a lot of danger here. Feels like your question here is, or your betting angle here is, all right, do I want to bet it to go longer than people expect? Okay, maybe. And it's just worth noting something I said earlier too, like if you feel like you have a really good read on who you like in the West, you know, do you want to just, because like, think about how things are going to change, right? We think Boston's probably going to win the series in some amount of games. What if the Pacers are a little more competitive than we think? They're not being priced like they're going to be that competitive in that series, not like this, but how are things going to change? Like, do you want to bet Celtics somebody finals matchup? Do you want to bet Celtics over somebody exacta? Seems so likely they're going to be a representative in the finals. And if the Pacers are ever really competitive against the Knicks, that chance grows. More chance of an injury for New York the more games it goes. You know, more chance that the Pacers win. And this, like, I, you know, Indiana's a fun story. They're not beating Boston to go to the NBA finals. It just seems really unlikely the series price there would be astronomical. Just like, do you want to think about before Denver plays tonight, like, do you want to bet Celtics over Timberwolves? Do you want to bet Celtics over Thunder before we see that series where that's a kind of a coin flip? Do you like the Mavs and you want to play that? It's kind of my only thing. And the answer to all these questions can be no. That's okay. That's kind of the only thing going on here, I feel like. So there's an impact here because this is the team that's the favorite to win the title. The series is important only for that reason. But from a betting standpoint, like what's going on here that's interesting? It doesn't feel like a lot, at least right now.
I think the series game spread maybe sure. Is something that's interesting, right? Like Boston -2.5 at -185. Like, I don't think that's terrible. You bring up a great point
so you
about
think
how
that,
Boston.
You think shorter instead of longer? Like, if I said, how many games do you think? Well, we both would pick the Celtics to win. How many games do you think the series goes? What would be your answer for, like, I think the series goes blank number of games?
Five. I think it goes five games.
What do you think the next most likely number is?
Now, that's a good question. I would say four before I would say six.
I think six. I think six is more likely than five. I think no Porzingis plus the team's propensity to punt a home game that they're not supposed to. Like, this is the team that would lose game five up 3-1, and you'd be like, why the hell did they do that? And be like, and then they would just go win game six. They would just do
right.
That. Like, this is the team that does that, as opposed to, like, some kind of boot on their throat 4-0 sweep with no Porzingis is just like, can happen. It's in play. They're very good. Just could see this going a little bit. Do you have total games up? I didn't even, it's so funny.
Yes.
I had this opinion and I didn't even check that market. What's Celtics in six versus the other? What's like, is there a 5.5 games market over under? That's set right now. I can look this up too. I should have done this before the show, but I was like,
yeah,
I think I would say a game longer than you think versus a game shorter than you think. I would say a game longer.
Celtics to win in five is +170. Celtics
gonna be the
to win
big
in
favorite. Yeah.
That is the favorite. Celtics to win in six is +425.
Whoo. Okay.
Yeah. +425. So, a sweep is +190.
I think the fun thing there is I don't have to know which game they're going to mail in. I just know they have to pick one and do it. And then I get like one Mitchell Cleveland game. So I need one. I need two things to happen to win. And what's the price on six again? Sorry.
+425
for a team that, and what's their price to win the series? -1400.
Yeah.
Whoa. So here I need two things to happen to win this bet. I need the Celtics to do something they've done in basically every playoff series they've ever played with Missoula, which sounds like it's a lot, but it's 2 years, which is to lose a home game they're not supposed to. And then I need like a Mitchell Cleveland game in one of the other two. I need those two things to happen. And I hit that kind of price. I think I might have to bet. I don't know why I didn't think it would be that good. I guess I should have known 5 and 4 would be so likely with the series price. I think that's a good bet. I think this is just like, this is what Boston does a lot. And it's not like the best player for the other team isn't out. and Mitchell is playing. I look Jared Allen and his status. We'll kind of follow as we go through the series. But like, that's not Jimmy Butler for Miami. That's not the same thing. And Porzingis too. That six price is pretty interesting. I don't know if Cleveland can take him out into really deep water, like get him in like game seven with a ton of pressure at the guard. Like, I don't know if Cleveland can do that. Can they win one game they're not supposed to? 1, 2, or 5? I think they probably can't. I just don't know. I don't, for the life of me, I'm not going to know which. I'm not going to be able to call it ahead of time, but maybe that's the answer. And then like just a classic Celtics, they'll make it harder than they have to. And then they'll just go win game six by 50 points or something.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maybe I can interest you in this. BetMGM's offering the series correct score in a best of three. Ooh. Celtics to be up 2-1 is plus 105. That interests you, which I kind of like a lot, right? Like, I could see Cleveland potentially maybe getting a split in Boston. If that happens, I think the Celtics win
Boston
game three.
Right.
Game three, yeah. Right? And then, or maybe Boston serves, they win home court, or they win both their games on their home court, and then Cleveland comes back in that like must win game three, but Boston could win that. Boston to be up 3-0 is plus 110, and then them to be up 2-1 is plus 105. That's an interesting market, too.
I guess I have to like that. I don't really like that price, doesn't sound great versus what I get otherwise. I just like the series to go a little longer than it's supposed to. And I think my takeaway from the Miami series is I think I thought Miami would maybe get one more. That was probably a really bad thought just because they were too hurt. Like, that's just not what that was going to be. And maybe I didn't see that great, but that's not what this is. And now Porzingis is out. So it's different level of competition because the star player for the other team is healthy. It's different because a very impactful player for the other team is hurt. And all we're talking, just to be clear, all we're talking about here is how long it takes Boston to win. Like, we're not saying like this is going to be really fun or there's going to be a lot of danger here. It doesn't mean there can. I just wouldn't expect that. It's just like, can Cleveland get one that I don't know if they can get or not? I guess like you could say, well, why don't you just bet them in 1, 2, and 5 on the money line and, you know, like take your chances that it happens earlier and then you're just done after that. I guess there's a couple ways to play this. It's just, that's kind of how I would see the series is it's a game longer than you think it would be just because of how the Celtics historically have done stuff like this.
Ken, to your point about Boston 4-2 being plus 425, again, for the series to go exactly six games is plus 340. So the fact that, like,
Cleveland in six, is that big of a part of that? Really?
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, from that standpoint, I mean, I that's like, I mean, that's an extra $85 right there. Plus 340 to plus 425.
Right. Yeah, so cents, depending on how you want to view it. Yeah, it's like cents, win probability wise, not the biggest difference, but like, I mean, look, like even the win probability wise, you think there's that big of a difference? You think the Cleveland's winning in six that often? How many players on the Celtics have to get hurt for you to feel that way? Two more? I just, yeah, that's tough. Yeah, I think longer series than people expect, Boston still wins. I do, man, that 4-2, I might chop that too. Like, sometimes MGM's got some like pretty interesting numbers on some of this stuff where
they
go, well, I went here and it's like 380. Sometimes that happens. I would just say like shop that one and at a price like that or more. Yeah, I think that would be my bet for the series because I don't think I have a lot of confidence in single game what I expect. I think I just feel the way the market does. Who wins the series? I think I feel the way the market does. But maybe that's the angle that's worth exploring.
Another good talking point for this series as well. BetMGM putting up the top point score in the series. Both Donovan Mitchell, yeah. Jason Tatum are favored at plus 125. Like, I immediately look at that and I say, I mean, for Cleveland to be competitive, obviously Mitchell's going to need to score close to 40 in most games. And Boston's so well balanced. And with the
what
way
the
that they
prices?
Move the ball, Jalen Brown's plus 700. Derek Wright, ooh, White is 20-1. Garland is 50-1. Yeah, Derek White 20-1 lead the series in scoring. That's not bad.
Jalen Brown's not bad. I mean, I just
around 7-1. Yeah.
Oh man,
that's interesting
all of a sudden
too.
I feel like I'm gonna have a lot of action on this series that I didn't think I was gonna have. I had Rick Camp comes on for us all the time. Like, obviously, he used to work on the show. He was looking at to lead the series in assists. He thought was interesting too, because this is always something with the Celtics where like it can be so balanced between like Derek White and Tatum, especially in the playoffs, and Holiday, and like kind of what you're saying, not just with scoring, but distribution too. And look, like, I think the series might go a long time, but if this is a 4-0, 4-0s tend to breed really bizarre statistical leaders sometimes because there aren't that many games. And some of the games might be blowouts. Like, the distribution of stats here might be weird. This could be another, like, if you disagree with me and you think the Celtics just roll them, and you, I mean, cool, you could lay the 1.5 games, 2.5, you could bet 4-0, you could do a lot of things. That also kind of lends itself to, well, first of all, Mitchell's not going to be the leading scorer in the series a lot of the time. He'll score a lot, but like, I mean, figure they get blown out a couple times. If you really feel that way, could be somebody else, but really like assists and rebounds, which are much more random. It's who makes the shots on the passes in four games. Where does the ball bounce in the four games from a rebounding standpoint? That's even more random. Like, if you think it's 4-0 Boston, assists and rebounds, like, what's the craziest thing that kind of makes sense, I guess would be the right way to think about it. In series you feel like are really short, I always feel like that's a fun angle.
Totally agree. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff there. As Ken was mentioning, the assist, Garland is the favorite to lead the series in assists, plus 135, Tatum plus 250, Donovan Mitchell at plus 300. So even though I think most are going to agree with us that Boston is going to win the series, certainly some interesting ways to attack this spread. Game one between the Celtics and the Cavs is tomorrow night. Boston 11.5-point favorites. The total in that game, 209.5. One more series in the second round of the NBA playoffs for Ken and I to look at. That is the number one seed in the West, Oklahoma
City Thunder.
Did we save
the best for last? Is that what we did? Did we save the best for last? I have heard some crazy strong opinions on both sides of this series, like from like people that I consider smart who are like, no way Dallas, like, I don't even care that they're favored. And then like Thunder being disrespected is like a really common narrative that's out there. Like, I feel like the people are all over the map on this one.
It's going to be, I'm looking forward to our discussion. Thunder minus 120 to win the series. Dallas, even money, plus 100. We'll break that one down next. You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, PJ Glasser, and Barkley.